narrated Hafsa, may Allah be pleased with her, on the days of Eid, we used to forbid our virgins to go out for Eid prayers. A lady came and stayed at the place of Bani Khalaf. She mentioned that her sister was married to one of the companions of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, who participated in 12 ghazawat, along with Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and her sister was with him in 6 of them. She said, she used to apply dressing to the wounded and look after the sick. She, her sister, asked Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, is there any harm for a woman to stay at home if she doesn't have a veil? He said, she should cover herself with the veil of her companion, and she should take part in the good deeds and in the religious gatherings of the believers. When Ummi Athiyah, may Allah be pleased with her, came, I asked her, did you hear anything about that? Ummi Athiyah said, Bi'abi. And she never mentioned the name of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, without saying, Bi'abi. That is, let my father be sacrificed for you. We asked her, have you heard Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, saying so and so about women? She replied in the affirmative and said, let my father be sacrificed for him. He told us that unmarried mature virgins who stay often screened, or unmarried young virgins, and mature girls who stay often screened, should come out and take part in the good deeds and in the religious gatherings of the believers. But the menstruating women should keep away from the masalla, a place of offering salah, prayers. I asked her, the menstruating women. She replied, don't they present themselves at Arafat and at such and such places?